wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Greg Madsick working his way out of, again, if you didn't happen to watch the stream, you can go back. YouTube.com/ESPN Milwaukee. Check out all the goodies that Matzik brought with him. I didn't realize he was going to bring the visual aids of all the cool things that Palermo is helping us out with. As we raise money for the Mac Fund, it's ESPN Milwaukee Cares Week. You'll hear me on different shows on this show pumping out 800-990-3776. Text CARES if you want to donate to the Mac Fund. And me and Greg's page, our cause for the Ringer event where we play 100 holes. And again, if you donate $25 or more, you get an entry to win a great prize pack courtesy of our friends at Screamin' Sicilian that includes pizza for a year, which is 24 pizza coupons, a pizza oven, and some more swag from Screamin' Sicilian. Again, just text CARES to 800-990-3776. Just doing a little cleanup here from our number one. Chewy on a, you know, doesn't think that anybody reads a book, and yet here we are, our listeners chiming in at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 56.8% of people saying, yes, of course, they have finished a book in the last 12 months, and people would rather read a book versus doing the dishes. That's about 60-40.
Yeah, but there's, what do they have, what's the margin in politics when they do a poll? 6%?
Okay.
I think it's 6%, right?
Yep.
And you said it's at 58, whatever the math is?
Yeah, so it's 56.2%.
Okay. Yeah, some people lie just to be smart, but...
So for the first time, to prove you are not actually wrong, you're putting in the political polls and how there is a margin of error?
Yeah, I mean, every time he sees the Marquette Law poll, you know, when they're doing a presidential thing, it always has a plus or minus, you know?
Yes, exactly.
You always keep me on my toes, you know that?
Oh, I know.
I didn't think margin of error was going to be part of the conversation.
At any point. At any point ever.
Nope.
But you never know with Chewy. Especially on a Monday.
I mean, I could put a book on my nightstand here very easily.
What book would you put? War and Peace?
Yeah, something, you know.
Crime and Punishment?
Something to make me fake smart.
Yeah.
You know?
War and Peace is like the go-to fake smart book, right? Like, it's thick. People are aware of it. Nobody's actually read it because it's way too long. But if you want to feel like an intellect, I feel War and Peace is the book you would throw out. On the nightstand, on the coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think anything like old Russian literature, that one, that kind of stuff fits.
800, well, yeah, because like if you
The Art of War, Sun Tzu.
What the heck? Sun Tzu? What is that?
The author.
Huh? An author?
Yeah, that's the person who wrote The Art of War.
Okay. Guys are killing me.
He just got confused because we were talking about the sun, the eclipse. True, just got a little confused. 800-990-3776. Chris in Franklin. Chris, apparently you've got something you want to tell the big guy.
Chewy, I got to tell you, I was in Georgia probably a week or two ago now, and I went to Buc-ee's for the first time.
Oh,
and they had the Sword.
Was it life changing?
It was the three meats, brisket, turkey, sausage. Amazing, Chewy. I couldn't believe it, how good it was. And how busy Buc-ee's is.
Yeah, I think I've been to the same one. It's right before, it's probably, 100 miles before Atlanta?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, it was right after Atlanta traffic, so I was going crazy after that.
And their barbecue sauce there is the best. Give me a barbecue sauce.
Is it a sweet?
It's not even close.
Is it sweet? Is it vinegary? A little bit of heat?
It's sweet. It's sweet.
Okay.
A little bit of heat. It's the best.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I bought 3 bottles to take home because they're only about $4 a bottle. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And it's unbelievable. I won't even use another Sweet Baby Ray's, bye-bye.
Whoa.
That's how good it is.
I'm getting concerned with Buc-ee's. And like it's to the point where if I ever win tickets to the Masters again, like I did 5 years ago, and if I go down there, like I'm going to have to find a Buc-ee's. I'm going to have to go. I mean, I think we're going to have to take a road trip whenever the one opens up in DeForest. I mean, they might not even know we're coming, and we're doing a show from Buc-ee's. I'm a little scared, though, Chew, because I feel it's starting to approach Chick-fil-A levels. Like, by the time I had Chick-fil-A for the first time, if that chicken sandwich didn't change my life, it was going to be overrated. And how much can it, you know, it's a chicken sandwich. Like, it's good. I don't want to get anybody wrong, but it was just so overhyped. And I'm scared, as much as Bucky is getting hyped up, that it's going to not live up to the hype by the time I actually get an opportunity to try it.
It's unbelievable. It will be life-changing. Because there's a lot of people like me and you when it comes to, you know, Chick-fil-A in certain places like that. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. This is just like, it's literally life-changing. I've never heard anyone disparage Bucky's.
Yeah, and well, I mean, it is life-changing for you, because if you ever have it without your wife, it is the same as if you were to cheat on her.
Sayonara?
it is, which is a heck of a pack to make, which, again, is making me very excited to actually try Bucky's at some point in my life. And there is one going to be coming to Wisconsin. Can we, though, transitioning, I feel like we've reached this point. We're waiting for the NFL draft. We're still 2.5 weeks away. And look, I understand the Packers had success last year, and we're all excited to see how this team continues to grow together in 2024, and the expectations are high. But can we stop pretending that the Packers are putting out there a blueprint for everybody else to follow, like, with whatever they do? I keep seeing these things now, Chewy, of, oh, man, you know, especially after Stephon Diggs got traded last week. After Diggs gets traded from Buffalo to Houston, everyone's wondering, because we've seen now a lot of wide receivers get traded in the last handful of years, the Packers trading away Davante Adams included, of, oh man, everybody should just copy what the Packers are doing now. Oh, just get a bunch of young wide receivers, don't have a true number one, do all these different things. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think the Packers could replicate this again if they ever wanted to. I mean, it seems as if, over the last 2 years, Chew, that they have hit on 6 pass catchers. Again, that doesn't even include Bo Melton. I'm just talking about the draft picks. 4 wide receivers and 2 tight ends in the 2022 and 2023 drafts, which just seems like insanity to me that they could hit on that many, because the draft can be such a crapshoot.
The part I think people are trying to copy the Packers on is they would rather have 3-4 good receivers than 1 great one. And I would agree. I would agree. Just from an injury standpoint, you got 4 guys, 1 guy goes down, just plug him in. You got 1 superstar, you got a Stephon Diggs, he gets hurt, your season's over. I think they're trying to copy from that standpoint, because I go back, and the league's always done this. You know, Tampa used to be the only one that played the Tampa 2, right? Now everyone does it. Everyone has a version of it. So I agree. A lot of it's luck. But it's kind of like cornerback, Gabe. Wouldn't you rather have 2 good, just a little click under Pro Bowl cornerbacks instead of a Jair and then question mark at the other side?
Well, but so the problem here becomes, Chew, is, yeah, it's great when they have 6 of them right now, but you're not going to be able to pay, even if all of them take just average deals, right? Nobody breaks the bank. But you're still not going to be able to pay all of them.
No.
You can only pay them all right now because they're on rookie deals. If they continue to play well, they're all getting raises when it's their time and it becomes free agency. So then it's not, okay, would you rather have what the Packers have? It's, would you rather have 2 guys on a mid-level deal or 1 guy that can really be a big difference maker?
2 on a mid-level. And the Packers used to do this back when I played. They'd just draft quarterbacks because they knew they could turn a 5th, 6th round, 7th round pick into possibly a 3rd or a 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, and I'm talking pre-Aaron Rodgers, they were drafting like Aaron Brooks and Matt Hasselbeck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guys like that. Burnell was another great one that they got great value out of. I think he was a 5th round pick, and they wound up trading him for a 2nd.
Yeah, because I just don't think that anybody can. It's more the Packers have been fortunate the last 2 years. Because when you look at the draft history of the team before 2022 and pass catchers, are you ready for this list, big guy?
Yeah.
So in 2018, they drafted Jamon Moore in the 4th, Marquez Valdes-Scantling in the 5th, Equanimeous St. Brown in the 6th.
Yes.
He, in 2019, didn't take any wide receivers, but took Jace Sternberger in the 3rd.
Terrible.
Ha! 2020, no wide receivers, Josiah DeGuara in the 3rd.
Not good.
2021, they took Amari Rodgers in the third.
Not good.
And then the last 2 years, they've been able to hit on those. So I think the Packers are incredibly fortunate, and I'm excited to see what they do. I just don't think it's replicable. It's like the same thing as saying, oh, all you have to do to win is go find yourself a, you know, just go out and get yourself a Patrick Mahomes, and then you're going to be able to win.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't do that. Like, the Packers are in a very fortunate spot, and it makes me wonder, when we start talking about, oh, this is what you have to do, it makes me wonder what this window is going to look like and how it's going to morph over time. Because as long as you have Jordan Love, you're going to feel pretty good about having some sort of opportunity. But I really feel that the next 2 years, when you have all six of these guys on cheap contracts as your pass catchers, that might be one of the best opportunities because of how cheap it is.
Yeah, that's your window, right? But what have I always said? The way you win championships is you have to hit on fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks because there's so many roster spots. You know, that's what Ron was so good at. I mean, anybody, everyone knows what the top 50 players are in the draft, right? They might not have them slotted in the same spot.
Yeah.
But typically, if you looked at the top 50 list of all the NFL teams, it's the same guys.
Yeah.
Then you get past that. See, I think Packers dedicate, and they always have dedicated more resources to your small schools and guys that are going to go later in the draft. Even the guys they bring in for visits, you know, a lot of times you're like, what the hell are they bringing in this guy for? He's a seventh-round pick.
But they want to know. Yeah. They've
done their work. Where other schools don't dedicate or other teams don't dedicate the resources to go and try and find these guys.
Is that a Ron thing? Is that something that Ted learned from Ron and then Goody learned from Ted?
Yes. Yeah.
They have changed that recently, but I think that's based on NFL rules where the Packers, Chewy's totally right. They would bring in, basically they're bringing UDFA guys.
Yeah.
It was basically like a recruiting trip because they knew this guy's probably not going to get drafted, but if I get in good with him, I can bring this guy in as soon as the draft ends.
Isn't that how Sam Shields became a Packer?
I believe so. I think there's like a long history of those guys that the Packers kind of know no one else is going to be interested in, and they bet on the athleticism or the trait they really like.
And now, I mean, you're limited. I think it's 30. Do you get 30 pre-draft visits?
Top 30 visits are what it is, and it seems like the Packers are taking guys who they're considering in the first round or guys they're considering with injury problems. So there'll be some big names, first rounders up there, but the rest of them are just kind of like guys that are like mid round picks, but they're trying to, they're basically want to get their hands on them to see.
Yeah, but that's all smokescreen, I bet, Josh.
Some of it is.
When they're bringing in the first round picks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is smokescreen. A lot of it is also like some people who have character questions they'll bring in, but they've taken, I think it's like with their top 30 visits, I think they've taken five or six guys that have been on those visits every single year. So, like, it's becoming pretty consistent that those are guys they're targeting.
Yeah, I can't remember. Was it Kenny Clark? Did they not visit with Kenny? There's a player who famously they didn't meet with. Never even contacted him, and it was Ted's guy all along.
Yes.
Like, they knew that this was the guy, and they were trying to throw everybody off the scent. Because that's just... Is that the sign that the draft process is too long, Chu? That every team has to try to throw out smoke screens to try to throw everybody else off?
Yeah, it is.
It's just, let's just get on with it now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I put it this way. You'd almost rather be an undrafted free agent than a sixth or seventh round pick.
Oh, yes.
Oh, without a doubt.
1,000,000%.
Without a doubt.
Then you get to choose the best place
for you.
For you.
And some of them are getting, it's changed now totally, where some guys, UDFAs, are getting bigger contracts than them. Like, they're getting more guaranteed money because they have three people bidding on them, so they just get to go, well, here, take this, instead of being in the structure that the NFL gives you.
Yeah, like, if I'm a receiver coming out this year and I don't get drafted, I ain't going to the Packers.
Yeah, right?
Tight end.
Yeah, but the Packers might take a receiver in the seventh round, right? They might just take a flyer on someone.
Yeah, because they'd have to, because they know that kid ain't coming here.
Yeah, so it's just kind of interesting how this whole thing is going to play off. But I don't think the Packers have anything that's that easily reclable. Whew.
Don't act like you read. Just use a normal word. right? You guys use big words sometimes just because you have reader's arrogance. You know, I try to, and I let it go. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Like, I just don't have the strength.
I do have somebody here who mentions every time I use a big word, and I don't even remember it, which is, well, I will give you, it's reader's arrogance. I don't realize I'm saying it. At home, sometimes I'll use words, and I'll get a look and, like, an F you, just speak normal. And I'm like, I didn't know I was doing that. I apologize.
Now, Whoa. There are some benefits
Wait, so you're
to reading.
You're getting flack at home for this?
Yeah, I believe
you should.
I believe I used the word incumbent.
Jen does it, too.
I said it's...
Gabe just wants to fit in. Gabe just wants to fit in, Chewy aligns himself with stupidity, so I really don't want to go there. I'll go there sometimes,
but
not all the time.
You think I'm actually a dummy at heart, but I try to use big words?
I think you'd rather hang with me and my vocabulary than hang out with those guys.
You're a dummy posing as a smart person is what he's trying to...
Well, I mean, given how I just couldn't say replicable on the radio, like, I mean, he may have a point. He may have a point that I may just be a dummy trying to masquerade as a smart person.
Now, there are benefits, I'm not going to lie, because my dad never went to college. He was never a good high school student, but he literally read like a book a day, and he would dominate Jeopardy. He would just kill, and I'm like, well, who cares? Who wants to dominate Jeopardy? What is that? There's Jeopardy arrogance. Those people think they're so damn smart.
Well, and unless, I mean, if you if you go on the show, there are certainly benefits. If you're just, you know, being smarter than your friends as you're watching the show... I mean,
you got to yell at the answer, though.
Well, of course.
Hey, let me see a stripe of lawn. All right? That's impressive to me. You got good striping, and grass cutting season is coming up, Gabe?
It is. That's why, man, I really wish you could have been. Like, I'm glad you weren't there with us at AmFam Field last week. So glad.
Why?
Because no doubt that you would have intimidated your way onto a lawnmower. You would have been striping.
Yeah, I would have been so distracted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a lawn service. I have a lawn service down here that cuts it, but I fired the, and it was MVS's uncle. So it was kind of tough for me to do, but I'm like, what he's putting on the lawn? Food coloring that's colored? It's doing nothing. So then I took it over, looking lush.
Yeah, well.
Looking lush.
I mean, I'm surprised you would outsource that to begin with, man. Like, that's... The lawn's your baby, especially when you're up
here.
Well,
here's the problem, Gabe. Now, I'll be coming back for about 5 months, but now that I'm doing my own fertilizing and all that, I have to come back here to fertilize, which is fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you're heartbroken that you're going to have to spend a little bit of time with your ocean view there down in Tampa. Yes. Sounds devastating. Or your bay view, excuse me. It's
but you
oceans
know where
on the other
I went
side of
to
Florida.
The school. I went to the school of Jake the Snake. At the Legend? You know Jake the
Yeah,
Snake.
Jake. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's where I learned from.
Who's Jake the Snake?
So Jake was
the head
greenskeeper at one of the Legends courses.
Now you
want
to talk about smart?
Not to be confused with Chewie's friend, Jake the Snake
Jake
by the lake.
Jake the Snake on the lake. Yes.
Big difference.
But I can tell you this with certainty. Jake the groundskeeper doesn't read. And he's one of the smartest people I know.
And there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth. Speaking of golf, there are great golf opportunities inside American Family Field. That's what I'm talking about, X-Golf at AmFam Field. And a new thing this year that you can do is if you're looking to get sim time during the game where you can play some great courses, have some fun, hit some shots while watching a Brewer game, you can combine sim time and game tickets. It can just be purchased on the single game tickets website for the Brewers. Great food and beverage options, and they're a little bit different up there in terms of the food options that are available to you. Plus, you have the great view of the field, and Bernie's Slide is right there. And the other thing about Bernie's Slide, if you are playing at X-Golf, and it's not, you know, one of the contests like they do beat the pro out there. You're on the driving range, putting on the putting course, any of those sort of things. But if you are playing a round of golf at X Golf and you hit a hole in one, you have to go down Bernie's Slide. That is right. Gives you a reason to head out there, play at X Golf at American Family Field. Book your tee time today. X Golf, AmFamField.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed,
Gabe here, yeah. I feel more confident in my left hand here just cupping right now other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
It's amazing to me how incompetent baseball can be. Because they had goodwill, Chew. Baseball had goodwill. They had it. Last year, made these rule changes. Game's exciting. People are going out. People are enjoying it. Pitch clock is great. Teams are stealing bases. No more shift. It becomes a little bit more of an entertaining product to watch. And I wish Jen was here today. Because I could tell her I told you so. Okay. I don't know if you saw it, Chew. So we talked about this a little bit in spring training because there were some issues with the Fanatics uniforms that were created. Nike using Fanatics to redo the baseball uniforms this year to a lighter, supposedly more breathable fabric, supposed to be, and it looked like crap, right? They had see-through white pants. We were having that issue on picture day.
Still have that issue.
Hasn't gone away. But also the grays, when teams are wearing their road grays, like, you can just see the sweat. You sweat a little bit, man, and you can just see the sweat drenched through the jersey. It doesn't wick away anything. It just absorbs every little drop of sweat you may have, and it just looks terrible, and it looks awful. And then the cherry on top of it, the Brewers City Connect uniforms have been pretty popular over the last couple of seasons. They're the blue ones, Chew, that say Brew Crew, have the grill that everybody likes. And again, they're a pretty popular jersey. Brewers typically have worn them on Fridays. They could not wear them on Friday. Why was that?
Raining?
No, they hadn't arrived yet. Can you imagine this happening in the NFL? Like, they would have cleaned this up by now in the NFL. Can you imagine this happening in the NBA? It would have been cleaned up. We are a week plus into the season now, and you didn't have the City Connect uniforms. This wasn't just a Brewers issue either. I think two or three other teams had this issue where they couldn't wear their City Connect uniforms because they hadn't arrived. Like, the NFL, Chew, correct me if I'm wrong, but the NFL would have severed the contract with whoever they were working with if this was the issue. If some team had an alternate jersey that they wanted to wear in week two and they couldn't because they hadn't arrived, that company's business
would be
done.
Yes. But you would agree that the uniforms did have to be brought up to 2000, what are we in, 24? Because those uniforms really haven't changed in how many years? And they're hot, Gabe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get
hot. They're
hot. Certainly. But all the players are saying, hey, do we have those somewhere? Can we go back to them? Like, sure, update them. I get that. You got to update it. You know, you don't have the polyester. Let's bring it up to 2024. They have jerseys that look worse than the stuff I played in Division III baseball 15 years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
But if you're confident in yourself, you'd rather have a lighter material. No, I wouldn't have a problem wearing those.
Sure, but they look cheap.
The numbers and lettering are smaller. They're wrapped around the back. Like, it's clear that the previous iteration of the jerseys had a well-thought-out process, a sizing and lettering, where they figured it out pretty much perfectly. Now you look at some of the jerseys, and you can barely read the names. And they look like they're cheap. They look like the things you would buy at, like, a discount store because it was some MLB-branded thing, but it was the cheapest version of such thing.
So is this what they're selling in the pro shop, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Looks bad.
And they're that bad, huh?
It's bad, man. And again, it just looks cheap. And what would you rather have, Chew? Like, something that's a little heavier that, yeah, maybe you get warm in if you're pitching or in the outfield or whatever, but it stays dry, or something lighter that just gets wet? Because once it gets wet and it's sticking to you, it just feels like it's wearing you down. Seriously, it looked like one of the pitchers from the Yankees wearing their gray uniform was having a wet t-shirt contest. Like, that's how wet the jersey looked, because it just didn't... I can't believe...
What I don't understand is, haven't we had the sweat wicking... I was wearing that in high school playing football, where it would take it away.
Yeah.
How do they not have that option for MLB players?
Yeah, but you don't really sweat in baseball unless it's hot out.
Pitchers do. Yeah. Pitchers work and do.
They do?
Yeah.
Catchers too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously catchers.
Like the, and
of
I've
all
always
the gear.
Told the story, the worst part about training camp and things like that, going out to a practice, is the starting of sweat.
Yeah.
Like when you're standing around and you got the uniform on and it's hot. Once you're wet, you're good. But it's the uncomfortableness of starting to get wet.
Yeah, but you also don't want your jersey to be like if you got dunked in a dunk tank.
Hey, ever gone in the pool with your shirt on when you get out? No one likes that feel. That's what they look like out
why
there.
Why are they sweating right now? It's not even hot out.
Some places it is.
It is?
Well, I mean, Arizona, Florida.
Some guys sweat, too.
Yeah, some guys are just sweaters. I'm sure you played with a guy like that. I'm sure we've talked about how Frank is kind of just a sweater. Frank Winters, former Packer center.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just remember being the old school baseball uniforms, extremely uncomfortable. They're not soft.
No, they're not. But again, like these just look bad. They just look bad.
You don't, the MLB's issues, they look rinky-dink. They look like...
They don't look professional.
Yeah, they look like a fly-by-night operation.
They look, I should say this, Chu. They look fine for like a little league team.
Yeah, yes.
You know, the only thing they're missing is the advertisement on of the local, you know, the Goff's auto body patch on the sleeve because they're sponsoring the local little league team. Like, they just don't look professional.
I think you guys are being too critical. I've watched some baseball and they don't bother me at all.
What about the jerseys not arriving a week into the season?
That is very high schoolish. That is very high school.
Yeah, I think that was an episode of Friday Night Lights.
Trying to bail this company out?
No, because Fanatics, the crazy part is Fanatics just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Fanatics is like the official shop of everybody now, of baseball, football, basketball, NASCAR, WWE. Like, they're the official shop. Fanatics.com is where you go. And this, I think, was their first crack at really providing the jerseys on a high level. They've just failed spectacularly.
Yeah, that is bad because I'm sure... they probably thought, hey, we'll roll these out for Major League Baseball, and then the college contracts are going to come, and then the high school contracts are going to come.
And here's the other thing, Chu, because Nike also is the official uniform provider of the NFL, if Nike uses us and we do a good job in MLB, maybe Nike will use us for the NFL as well.
Not
I can't imagine
now.
That happens.
Not now.
No.
Roger Goodell ain't letting that happen.
No. For all the incompetence that Roger Goodell has... He ain't letting that happen. It's just, I can't believe that we're sitting here talking about this still. Talking about how baseball can't figure out uniforms.
Yeah, I guess that is bad because I remember early in my career I signed with Apex. You guys remember Apex?
Oh, of course, yeah.
And we complained so much because the lower level guys, special teams guys, got to deal with Apex, but their shoes were so horrible and we complained so much that they were sending... us, instead of sending us shoes, they just send us stickers so we could wear Nike or Reebok and then just put the Apex. I swear to God, Gabe.
Wait.
We put the Apex sticker over the swoosh or whatever, and that was good enough for them. At least they knew that their shoes were terrible.
They stopped sending shoes and just sent stickers.
I swear to God, they sent us stickers.
Yeah, whatever you want. Did they make gloves? Were the gloves good?
I don't think they made gloves.
Okay.
Yeah. But there were glove companies. See, in my career, it morphed to like, because I was with Apex, lost when I got a little bit of big time. Then I went to Reebok. And Reebok, I don't think, had gloves. Maybe they did. When I went to Nike, you signed a deal with the gloves and the shoes.
And the shoes, yeah. That just makes a ton of sense. 800-990-3776. Yes, to answer Jared's question, is this another Fanatics gaffe? Yes. Yes, it is. And their owner was just hanging out at WrestleMania this weekend.
He's good at surrounding himself by famous people. Meat shields.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's very good. Very good at having other people take the blame for him. Yeah. Very good at it. It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone and not even know it right now. Maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. And you're probably telling yourself, much like I did, it's part of the aging process, getting a little older, just get a little tired. It's how it goes. But it doesn't have to go that way. With Mentality, if your testosterone levels are low, they can work with you and get you on a testosterone treatment plan that is customized just for you. This isn't a one-size-fits-all type shop. This is customized treatment just for you to make sure your levels are where they need to be. So feel that burst of energy like I do. Get that energy back like I have with Mentality. Check them out, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know
does
how to
it ever?
It, so
it's, yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's been a few years, but I'd still like to think of this show as one that knows its hot sauces. We tried a ton of them. It was probably 2 or 3 years ago, Chew. It was probably one of the first like food-related things that we decided we needed to try a lot of. So you were a part of that. You understand, you know, good hot sauce versus bad hot sauce. And a friend of yours or someone you know gave a really strange hot sauce take this weekend.
Yeah, terrible. He thinks that Tabasco is the end-all be-all. Tabasco was the first one, which is fine, but it has never evolved in how long the sauce has been around. There are so many more tasty hot sauces than that. You guys agree with me?
Tabasco's the OG, right? Tabasco's like the first one, which you get my respect, but people have improved on the product since.
Yeah, yes. I did look this up. So there was other ones that were commercially available, but the first one with a recognizable brand name ever was Tabasco sauce, as much of us recognize as the first and really the OG of it, but not the best.
Can we agree that it's just hot? It doesn't have good taste.
No, it just provides a little bit of spice.
There's no spice in there. It tastes like metal.
As I say, is it spicy?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's spicy, but it provides a little bit of that. But that's it. It's not even a lot.
But I wouldn't even put it in the top 10 now. There are so many better. And he would not come. He's a stubborn guy.
I respect that.
You can't move him off his. Yeah, it's just. I mean, I didn't want it to turn into a battle on Sunday, so I just kind of threw up the white flag. And he's old, though, and he probably reads, so whatever. I mean, how much can you trust him?
Is that your new insult?
Yeah.
He probably reads. Because to most people, that's a good thing. Most people look upon
it. I think for old people, though, Joshy, old people are fine that read because that's what they had back in the day. That's it. You had 3 channels and a book.
You're always right? The guy who's fighting for things changing and getting worse. So going back to reading, wouldn't that be more up your alley?
I think there's so many negative things that go along with reading, like eyesight. Wrecks your eyesight, right?
I thought that was TV. I thought too much screen time wrecked your eyesight.
No, that's a lie. It's just the only time you got yelled at watching TV is when you were too close to the screen.
Yeah, well, mom says
I mean, what do you think this is? Like, you got to be pretty close on the phone to be able to see it. It's not like the phone's going to be too far away. And this is how a lot of people consume.
Yeah, but back in the day, TVs were so pixelated that it was a blurry screen to begin with. Your phones aren't blurry at all.
So you think it's a blurry and your eyes had to focus more versus now everything's so crystal clear, HD, exactly. 4K, what have you, that it's not as big of an issue.
No, I don't have a problem with old people that read. I don't have a problem at
so
all.
So what's the age cutoff?
I can't believe I'm 55. It's so depressing. You know how?
Because you wanted to say 55, didn't you?
Am I old?
You're not young.
Like 55 back in my day used to be. You're just getting off the green on 17.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, are you young? If I had to if the choices were young or old, what are you choosing? I mean, you're probably more in between, but you know, you're middle aged. But if the choices are, if it's a one or zero thing, if it's a young or old thing,
all right,
you're
Gabe,
old.
Let me ask you, have I started the back nine?
Oh, of course you've started the back nine.
Yeah.
You're not living to 110, pal.
I think I can. With medication? Sure. Absolutely. Am I on 13, 12? Am I just done with Amen Corner?
I think you're on Amen Corner. Yeah, maybe 12. Maybe you've hit the tee shot. You've hit the tee shot into the par 3 12th.
Because I don't think 60 is going to go over well.
Are you? Are
30
you...
was great. 40 was fine. 50 was, oh, yeah, 50 was good.
50, you were fine. Honestly, this is the first time since you've turned 55 in the last month and a half, 2 months. Like, this is the first time where the age thing has really started to bother you.
I think it's because young ones make fun of you.
And you used to be the one. You used to be the young one making fun of the old people.
Yeah.
And now it's reversed.
Do you see a crisis coming at 60?
For me or everyone else? Well, I think I'm just going to get...
I would say, will your crisis become everyone else's crisis is what I'm asking.
I think I'll probably get... I don't know. Like, my dad got nicer the older he got. I don't know if I'm going to follow that path. I think I'm going to be ornery.
Well,
you know,
if today's any indication.
Yeah. Well, but today's a Monday. You got to take today with a grain of salt because it's
Thank
a Monday.
Grade it on a curve.
Yeah, you got to grade it on a curve. I mean, as far as Mondays go, he's probably been a B+. You know.
Okay.
He's been good.
Here's the problem. I call people antiques.
Oh, no.
But what am I?
Yeah. Oh, no, bud.
You're vintage.
Yeah.
Like when they drive down here, it just annoys me, you know.
Because the old people are bad at driving.
And I call them antiques, but what am I? What'd you call me, Josh?
Vintage. I think vintage,
vintage
works.
Vintage, yeah.
Not quite an antique yet.
What am I at 60?
We'll wait 5 years
I think
and let
you're
you
still,
know.
I think you're still vintage. Antique, I think.
Yeah, because you've taken care of yourself. Like, you know, when you think of 60-year-olds, you're thinking the gray hair, you're thinking of the...
Let me ask you a question. When is Social Security?
I mean, I think you're probably still a decade away from that. I mean, I think you can claim it under certain circumstances at different times, but
I am not going to handle that well.
Yeah.
I'm 7 years away from Social Security. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Nothing you can do about it either. Isn't that, that's the tough part. Like the times just, we're getting every second, we're getting closer to that moment.
No, I think eventually in my lifetime, there will be something to do about it. I do.
Yeah, you think there's going to be a fountain of youth?
Well, I always thought we'd be able to teleport.
Yeah, that one's a little difficult.
That one's still.
I mean, don't lie. By now, I thought we'd be the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Remember the Jetsons?
Oh, of course. Yeah, flying cars, whole nine yards.
I thought we'd be in flying cars by now. I think a lot of people agree with me.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely not alone, especially if you were a kid growing up when you were the Jetsons. You were thinking by the time you got to the age of collecting Social Security, there would be flying cars. Yes, without a doubt. How did we get to flying cars in Chewie's age off of Tabasco?
Because the guy's an old guy.
He's an old guy.
He might be an antique.
Is he old? He's probably 60 and change. Maybe not.
I think if you're singing the praises of Tabasco, you're automatically old.
And reading.
So I'm 35. Am I actually 45 because I read?
You're before your time. This guy, he's a little crazy. Like, he was bothering Frank. So Frank was here a week ago and he kept asking Frank if he had to pee. He asked him like 5 times, do you have to pee? And the guy's totally serious. And Frank's, you know, he's like, hey schmack. What's this guy's deal here? What's this guy's deal? I'm like, he's a little...
What?
So finally, Frank's like, why are you asking me if I got to take a leak? And the guy's like, because I want to know if you swim in my pool, how many beers you can drink so I don't have to worry about you peeing in my pool. And he was dead serious.
You should never ask another human about their bodily functions.
Yeah, unless it's your child who's potty training.
Yeah. Oh, that's the exception.
And then he claims he never peed in his pool, which is a lie. Everyone's peed in a pool. Well, have you peed in a pool, Gabe?
Of course.
Yeah, duh. Joshy?
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, If somebody's saying no, they need to grow up and start telling the truth.
I totally agree.
Grow up and start telling the truth.
There's a reason there's chlorine in there.
Yeah, right?
Yes, and it's just salt.
It's not a big deal.
It's right?
So
your body's just getting rid of excess salt.
Don't know if that's quite exactly, but we'll just move on.
There are times where I question why I call you the doctor of this show. When you say things like that.
Now's not one of them?
Yeah, when you say things like that. But that is an awkward question to ask someone. That might be somebody's pet peeve. We are down to our grievance bracket final. We'll let you know what it is. Coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
No, I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because...
You must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Final of the men's college basketball tournament is tonight, and you can vote on our final of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance bracket as well. And there is a freight train just running away. To me, this is the UConn of our tournament, Chew.
Yep.
Slow driver in the left lane is going to be taking on Out of Toilet Paper. Out of Toilet Paper, not going to lie, a little bit of a shock that to me that it made it all the way to the final. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to matter because I think that the slow driver in the left lane is ultimately going to be the top grievance of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance bracket.
So you're saying UConn's going to destroy Purdue tonight?
I kind of have that feeling, yeah.
I'm with you. That Edie, not very good.
He's tall.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, he's tall.
I mean, good for him. He found a way to, you know, turn that into a pretty successful college career. I'm sure he's made... Well, so here's the thing. He hasn't made any money with NIL because he can't because he's from Canada.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Apparently, neither did I. But he was complaining about it, about how with he can't get any NIL money because with the visa that he has, he's not allowed to... It's not like a working visa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So, I mean, I'm sure he's probably getting something under the table, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll have a great career in Europe.
Well, somebody's going to take a chance in the NBA.
Yeah, after he fizzles out.
Yeah.
Not a lottery.
No. Absolutely not. Will the Intouch, they're coming up next. 94.5 ESPN.